Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Tell me, Amy, are you a White Castle fan?
Am I a White Castle fan? Yeah. Absolutely.
And is there one in Springfield?
No, actually, the one that I would go to, you know, you don't want to eat that real often. It's kind of like our famous horseshoe here. There's one down in Collinsville, kind of down on the way when you're going to St. Louis or Southern Illinois. So if it happens to be the exact right time on the right day at the right moment, I agree, though. I mean, done both ways, but, you know, they're perfectly good sober or after, you know, a good night. So. Yeah.
Amy Beadle is with Visit Springfield. I was talking about the Route 66 celebration. I feel like it's gone on for years, and now it's here, and I hope people are aware this is the moment to act right now.
This is, and I could not agree more. I'm laughing only because I say at least a dozen times a day, I feel like deja vu every day, because we have planned this literally since 2018, but very, very focused and diligently for 3 years now, almost the better part of five. And now it's go time and show time. And I'm like, did we not already do this? In my head, we've done it 12 times. So, but you are correct. Springfield, Illinois is the overnight heart of Illinois Route 66. And we are ready. We are waiting. We are already seeing increased traffic, way exceeding anything we expected in the first quarter of the year. And we have been building assets, refurbishing existing assets, putting everything together in a traveler's dream. It's all right there. If you go to our webpage, we've got all the Route 66 assets just piled together. Everything is very detailed, laid out. We've got everything from sites, attractions, things to eat, events happening, and it just keeps growing every day. There's still things being added on.
I think with people traveling less this summer just because of cost of airfare, I think Springfield is a great destination. There's a bundle of things to do, but what makes Springfield a key stop on Route 66 compared to other cities?
Sure. Well, we start as a whole state. Of course, we have, I think, the most miles of any state of Route 66. We definitely have more things packed into those miles to do. And then when you get to the heart of Illinois, which is Springfield, we have gathered together over almost 50 different assets, wayside exhibits, murals that have been done beautifully on Route 66, things to eat, our neon sign park at Gate 2. That, as you enter from the north, is actually a micro form of the entire state of Illinois on Route 66. So you can come to Springfield and take this little journey through the barns and the places and see the entire road in picture form and map form, the neons that have been replicated that used to be present all throughout the state, our new 25-foot-high steel giant lit up at night with an American flag. It's just breathtaking.
And tell me about the hippie artist. Who was the artist
Bob Waldmeier.
Yes.
Yeah. So Bob Waldmeier was the nomadic hippie, as he liked to be referred to, or as people refer to him. And he lived a lot of his life on the road. He took an old school bus and made it into a home. And he traveled that road up and down and back and forth and became known, you know, on the road just by everyone. He was a very gifted artist. And we are so blessed to have him have been from the Springfield area, just a couple miles outside of Springfield. His family is actually still here. They actually own the Cozy Dog Drive-In, which is one of our most famous Route 66 assets.
Right, that's the hot dog on a stick place, right?
Yes, the original corn dog on a stick or Cozy Dog. And so his family have had all of these art pieces, things from the van, his cooking apparatuses, just cool stuff, in a shed just outside of Springfield. And they came with us and said, hey, this is a really important year. How can we get this out for public viewing? And we worked with the Pharmacy Art Gallery, a not-for-profit gallery here in town. A huge collaboration came together, some state grant funding and all different things. And lo and behold, we have a Bob Waldmeier exhibit that opened last July, and it'll be open until the middle of December, so all year long. And to make it more exciting, I don't know if you're familiar or your listeners are familiar with David Schwartz. He is an iconic Route 66 road photographer, does a lot of work with Route Magazine and different things. his visions are just breathtaking. Well, he's doing a series right now called The Road That Takes You, and he's going all along the cities on Route 66 and capturing their local essence, the people, the places, and that type of thing. So he did that for Springfield, and we were blessed just last month to be the first city that he's done where he put up an actual art exhibit of his work. And that lives right now at the pharmacy alongside Bob's exhibit. So we have both David and Bob, iconic people on Route 66. And fun about David is that his work was selected to be 8 of the USPS Route 66 commemorative centennial stamps.
Oh, that's cool.
So hey, it's a huge deal. He was here in person, and we just had an amazing time.
And so I should direct everybody to visit springfieldillinois.com. Is that the website?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Please do. Please do. And there's all kinds of things on there, but particularly go to our plan page, go to our Route 66 page, and then within there you'll find lots of information, also itineraries and links to a lot of great things. And then
awesome.
Go under our event page, and that's where you'll see all of the fun things going on throughout the year, including but not limited to our Route 66 International Mother Road Festival the last weekend in September.
Perfect.
That will be no doubt a sellout this year.
All right, Amy, we got a scoop. I know it's your job to sell Springfield, but we've got a guest waiting in the studio. So,
all right. But
visit springfieldillinois.com. You do your job very well. We appreciate it.
Thanks. We appreciate you, too. Have a great day.